Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm back. Ace of Spades. Ace of Spades is live on the radio. Oh, boy, guys. What a situation. I'm doing this show without a headset or a microphone or any damn thing on speakerphone. If anyone can hear me, please give me some feedback on the sound quality. I hope it's acceptable. I'm sorry. I don't have a choice. I was packing a suitcase and I seem to have misplaced my headphones. So, Alex Jones is off the internet. Gone. Alex Jones, InfoWars. He's been taken out. He's off the air. You understand what happened? Alex Jones. Alex Jones, the king of the internet, the king of all media. This guy, they kicked him off of YouTube. They kicked him out of Facebook. They kicked him off Twitter. They kicked him off Vimeo. They're attacking his ad revenues. They won't do online ads. They won't do the data mining and marketing shit. And they're attacking him on all fronts. And then today, Infowars.com was taken. Gone. Completely knocked off, guys. Has Alex Jones been accused of a crime? Has Alex Jones been adjudicated in a court of law? No. Was Alex Jones convicted of a crime to have his platform completely demolished? Completely demolished. By his overt competitors. Overt competitors. Oh, Alex Jones has been kicked off of iTunes. Yes, it goes on and on. Today, the destruction is complete. Infowars.com was taken down. And if you went to Infowars and clicked on it, you would see, like, the basic... You would see, basically, like, the website is for sale. Like... Check HostGator, you know, check. God, you know, has he been delisted? Has his website actually been stolen? It looked like Infowars.com was for sale, guys. I'm going to click on it right now. This is too nuts. This is the craziest shit I ever saw. I have never seen any media person attack like this. Okay. Yep. Okay, they got something up. They got a little basic little website going on here. Okay, they got a video, the war room. They got some little boxes, newswars.com. Apparently that's a new site. Let's see if this fucker works. Newswars, yeah. Yeah, it works. Okay, that's like the newspaper, okay? Prisonplanet.com. I've seen this website knocked down, but... Not for long. Not for long. He's been sued over it. But this is the original Alex Jones, Prison Planet. That's the original website. Still going strong. InfoWars. Where is InfoWars? Come on, people. Go look at this website. Go to InfoWars.com right now. Look what they did. Look what they did. What is that? Is that a hack? Is that a legal action? Has the Department of Justice placed an injunction on InfoWars? I mean, if that was the case, that's a bad gateway. That I mean, you would not be able to get to this website. You get the little spinning thing, okay? And if you get to the website, it'll just have an FBI notice, and you're not supposed to be there, and you got to get the fuck out of there. So, what is this? Jones. Dude, they took Alex Jones off the air. Okay, so, why does it care? Why does it matter? They're doing it to people on Twitter. They're doing similar things to people on YouTube. They're demolishing entire channels on YouTube. Okay? I'm talking more than a 30-day ban or a 60-day ban. So you can't upload videos. I'm talking more. This is worse than Facebook. I've had 30-day ban on Facebook. I always got reinstated. Okay. I probably could go live, but I have a lot of virus protection and security control on my computer. So I don't allow access to the microphone and the camera. So probably couldn't. Go Facebook Live. And I don't do Facebook on my phone. These are things you can learn. Not to say that I have good security, but There's simple things you can do. Hopefully, you're not just an open book. Oh, by the way, Google is tracking you. Google is tracking you through your phone, even when you turn off the location services. Did you know that? You heard about that? Facebook wants your banking data. Did you hear about that one? Okay. Federal marshals, air marshals, are now stalking people in the airports and on the airplane without probable cause or reasonable suspicion. Oh, yeah. Cops with guns are stalking people in the airport and on the airplane, in the bathroom. I myself experienced this. There was a very strange man. Actually, I was glad to see him because I ran into a weirdo in the bathroom. And then another strange man just happened to walk in. He didn't show a badge, but he was very authoritative, and I was able to escape. So, but in any case, they will get on. They will board a flight and fly with someone. They do not have probable cause or reasonable suspicion. Okay, they have a checklist of behaviors that was given to them by the TSA. They say this is weird. This is suspicious. Go follow them around and see what they do. Okay, so we have total surveillance in our lives. We are completely being tracked and monitored, and we have no safety for anything we say or do. And innocence is no defense. Hello, caller on the line. I'm going to take you in just a moment. But if you want to speak out, if you want to have a voice, they're going to knock you off the air. They're going to take away your income. They will sue you. They will threaten. They will harass. Okay? And if I'm exaggerating, then call me out. I'm about to take this caller right now. If I'm lying, then tell me so. 304 area code. You're live on the air.
Hey, good evening, Ben. How are you?
I'm a little bit freaked out. I never seen InfoWars just taken down completely like that.
Yeah, that's pretty strange, huh?
There's been no trial. There's like the only trial I know of was his divorce court.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You can't just do that. You can't just take someone's website.
Well, the way I understand it, he's paid for that website. He owns that web page. How can Google or Apple or anybody just walk in and just kind of like pull the rug out from underneath of you?
I don't think they can. I'm not sure that they did it. Because like we're talking, this is a hack. He's got the domain name. Doesn't go to HostGator. Okay.
Right.
It doesn't go to GoDaddy. Right? Like, you know what? I'm not going to guess. I'm going to look it up. Let me see if I can buy Infowars.com on GoDaddy right now.
Okay.
So what do you got to say right now, brother? What's going on, man?
Oh, not much. I was trying to listen to you on on my browser, and for some reason I couldn't get it to work. And you know, when I'm on hold, I can hear the radio show. So I was kind of listening
And
processing what you were talking about. Just kind of listening to or reading your hashtags on your radio page. Block Talk
right,
radio
so
page.
You were just listening. You were just listening. Okay.
Well, I was GoDaddy.
I just checked on GoDaddy. Sorry, Infowars.com is taken. So the domain name is not for sale. But if you go, I'll tell you what, go to your browser and look at Infowars.com. See what happened to the website. It's like barely operational.
Well, what it is, Ben, is the main page is gone, but you can link out. The actual name of Infowars.com, where you normally would pull up the page, That page is missing, but there are links
right
on that page where you can tap on them and go to his store. You can go to News Wars. You can
right.
go to different stuff that he has, you know, the alternates. But
all right, let me see if the store's working. I heard he was talking
the store
was under attack.
Well, the store was working for me earlier. I tried it. I put a couple things in a cart just to see how it would function, and it seemed to be functioning. So
it looks okay. Yeah. This is good. He was smart, you know, and he was smart, and he got all these different domain names, and he actually set up web pages. But it's like steal your face, dude. It's like someone stole his face. They snatched his face, dude. You know, like when you reach out and you reach out, you grab someone by the face, they snatched his face, dude.
Well, my thoughts on Alex Jones. And, you know, everybody calls him a conspiracy theorist and so on and so on. And, you know, and that's fine. You can say what you want. But my thought is if he's talking about you and what you are saying is not, what he is saying is not true, then what do you have to worry about? Why would you want to censor him if it's not true? But these people who say, you know, that want to take him out, they don't have any, they don't want to come to the table and talk about anything. They just want to shut you down. So
right.
They could
deny it. They have access to the media. They could do their own media and just be like, oh yeah, this guy's lying. He's full of it. What an idiot. And that's totally not true. And here's why. And they don't
want to respond
to the guy. They're just like, shut up.
Right. You just take his voice away because you can't back up what he is talking about.
Honestly,
that's like
the things that he said that are wrong compared to the things he said that was right, you know, and it may not be politically correct, but I'll tell you what, Alex Jones, I knew it was coming. He was talking shit about Mueller, the special counsel.
Right.
He was talking shit about Mueller. He was talking real tough, real ballsy stuff. And I didn't think he'd get away with it.
Well, you know, but that's what free speech is about, Ben. I mean, he's not committing a crime. It seems like the criminals are the ones that are committing the crimes.
I hear you, but I really try not to talk about certain people. I don't talk about them. Like Mueller, I really don't have nothing to say about the guy. I'm, you know, I couldn't afford a fucking lawyer, okay? So I'm not looking for that fight.
Well, and that's kind of what he's facing right now. He's having so many people coming after him, you know, on fake charges or fake whatever you want to call it, where it's going to basically drain his bank account.
They've already done it, man. Like they got him. They got him right. They got him right where they want him. They got Alex Jones right in the jaws of the trap right now. And this is, and love him or hate him, guys, this is freedom of speech. You know, I never heard of this. You just deplatform someone because you don't like what they're talking about. And he never gets to see a judge? Like, was there a crime?
Well, there's enough. I believe, Ben, I think there's enough truth in what he's talking about, even though some of them it might be kind of, you know, for the entertainment shock value. But, you know, whatever, something that he is saying is triggering these people to do this. And he's not the
Absolutely.
Only one. There's a lot of other people that are facing the same thing,
yes.
including people in government are being shadow banned, they're being shut off.
Absolutely,
they're being kicked off.
Even in the alternate media. You know, first they just they demonetized videos, right? And then they did crowd strikes. So, you know, enough people report, they go flag your video. Enough people flag your videos, you know, you get a suspension, and then you just disappear. Like, you don't, all your content is gone, dude. They can just erase it. What is that? That's property. That's intellectual property. How can they destroy your property without a judicial proceeding? Excuse me. Like, do I owe you money? Was this contraband? Did I commit a crime? You can't destroy my intellectual property. And they're just doing this shit.
Yeah, because they don't want to talk about it. They can't back up. They can't meet you face to face, talk about it at the round table. They just come in and basically take the legs out from underneath the table and say, "Well, too bad. We are the purveyors of what is acceptable speech." And all they have to do is call it. All they have to do is put a label to it: hate speech, not acceptable, violated the terms of service. And that's the end of the story. See you later. Good night,
Terms
Alice.
Terms of service.
That's it. That's
terms
it.
Of service. Oh, that's it. You're that's, done. You violated the terms of service. Fuck that.
So who are the fascists now? So, Ben, who are the fascists now?
I don't want to get into that because that makes it more dramatic than it is.
Well,
but
you know, I'm just
I mean,
calling
like
it
corporate. No, because that's political. But corporate culture is tyrannical
but this is
high-handed.
Political. But this is political, Ben. This is all about politics. This is about New World or globalism. This is about the Democratic Party. You know, and
if that can
exactly
be proven,
about. What?
If that can be proven, and I mean if by what, rules of evidence, if that can be proven, then we're talking about then the Federal Election Commission needs to get involved. Then it becomes a federal matter, okay? And then we're going to have to talk about racketeering.
Well,
and collusion. Yeah. You want to talk collusion? What they did to Alex Jones is collusion. You know, and they're doing it to us, man. They'll do it to me. They'll knock me off the air if I say some shit they don't like. They don't care. Man, they sent the damn feds over here for some shit I was talking on Facebook. The Facebook police, man.
Well, you know, the First Amendment is, you know, supposedly, and I say supposedly, it's so that the government can't curb your speech or tell you what to say or not to say. As long as it's not violent, as long as you're not threatening to harm someone, then it's supposed to be wide open. But what about these private companies?
Threaten to harm. I think we can threaten to harm. I mean, people do it all the time and they get away with it. So I think it's legal.
Well, it might be legal, but I tell you, I won't do it. I personally will not do it.
Yeah, don't do it. It's not advisable.
I will not ever threaten someone with violence or bodily harm or any of that noise. But what I'm saying is these companies, these private companies, supposedly, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, all of these companies.
And they'll have user input, and you can report people, and their accounts are taken down because people report them for, like, hate speech or threats of violence or something.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Tommy Robinson, he's another one, you know, like, just for talking. You get arrested for talking now.
You get arrested for telling the truth. That's what you get. That's what people.
Yeah, he wasn't making shit up. He wasn't talking bullshit. He was telling the truth. They threw his ass in jail for 60 days.
Right. You tell the truth, you get shut down. Truth. Or I can't think of the famous phrase about being. Never mind. But I don't know. It's just crazy. It's just real crazy.
Well,
but what,
I know.
I guess
all
I.
I know an old saying, guns are the teeth of liberty. The Second Amendment protects the First.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, it's like the same people who want to take the guns, they also want to shut us up. And that's very fucking suspicious. That makes me very distrustful of these people. Does that make sense? And then, and also, they threaten violence. They do violence. How about that? They do violence. They threaten violence. They want our guns, and they want to shut us up.
Right.
Does that sound like a good party? Is that going to be a good time right there? What do you say, Dave?
Well, I don't know. The question I have is, where is law enforcement? Where are the people that are not trying to obstruct? You know what? I want Antifa to have free speech. I want the white supremacists to have free speech. I want Black Lives Matter to have free speech.
Look,
but
man, they took it to the next level.
But hold on. No,
they took it to the next level. They cut off Alex Jones' discuss, right? That's a third party. He doesn't deal with comments. InfoWars. InfoWars does not deal with comments, right? They run it through a third party called Discuss with a Q, right?
Right.
They cut him off. They cut them off. So people who listen to Alex Jones can't talk to each other. Not on YouTube, not on Discuss, not on Facebook. They've cut his fan base off from one another.
Are they,
what
the
fuck
question
is that?
Then are they allowed to do it?
I don't think so. I think they broke the law.
How did they break the law is what I'm trying to figure out.
Conspiracy against rights. Violation of civil rights.
But they're private companies.
That don't mean shit. That don't mean shit. You can't have a boat. You take people out on the boat and you say, oh, no black people. You can't come on the boat. You can't do that. That's against the law. You can't say no queers allowed in this bar. In this nightclub. You can't say that. It's illegal.
Well, what if you went out on a party barge and you said, okay, people, we're going to go out and we're going to have fun, but we're not going to talk politics. We're going to throw you over the side. Would they be allowed to do that?
I would go on that party boat. I would fucking do it. Yes, that sounds good. But InfoWars is about politics. But yes, the party boat, let's do it. No politics.
But if they said no politics, and then you started talking politics, and they said, okay, we're throwing you over the side. Well, I mean, I have free speech, and but the person on the party boat made the rules, and I broke the rules of the party boat. The guy running the party boat says, huh?
It's a contract. When you get on the boat, you sign the contract. You've agreed to the contract. You sign your name. All right. That's contract law. You can do that.
Isn't that the same?
That's
as
pretty
you
much
think?
How we got in this mess in this country. It's like everything is contract law, and nobody reads a fucking contract. They just sign it.
But
I don't think
the same
that's what happened to Alex Jones.
But let's say YouTube has a contract. But see, they don't ever really spell it out. They just kind of pick and choose what's bugging them that day, and they toss you.
Right.
But if
it's illegal.
It's also a violation
of contract. It's fraud in the inducement. You enter into a contract where the terms are not specified or they change without notice. You do not agree to the changes. That's contract fraud. That is fraud by definition. So yeah, this is Alex Jones has an amazing case. But they're starving him. He may have to sell his whole fucking operation to pay for the lawyers, but he's got an amazing case if he wants to go there.
He's going to have to go there.
Pro bono.
But if he doesn't go there, he loses.
He loses anyway.
You know,
like he's going to have to throw his whole thing. He's going to have to sue in federal court. He's going to have to sue Facebook, Twitter, all the tech giants, the richest people, the richest companies in America. He's going to have to sue the richest companies in America. How do you do that?
Well, it takes money to do that. But let me say this. The point I was trying to get with the party boat analogy was, if Facebook says, or Twitter, or whoever says, these are the rules, and if you break the rules, we're tossing you over. You're done. You're finished.
They didn't specify the rules. It's called community standards.
Community right.
standards, which are
yeah,
changeable,
Facebook,
and they're not in clear language.
Yeah,
Facebook. So that's
not
a contract. The contract is null and
right.
void.
Right. Facebook doesn't come out and say, Dave, you're not allowed to talk politics on this page, and if you do, then we're tossing you. Ben, you're not allowed to talk about politics, or we're tossing you. Do you understand? If you check the box and you say okay, then you're agreeing to that. You're signing an agreement at that
right.
point. And then
right.
if you start to talk
well,
about Hillary Clinton, you start to talk about Hillary Clinton. They go, oh. Well, Dave, you're talking about Hillary Clinton. See you later. Bye-bye.
Right.
And you're
Which is
and
why
you're
I
done.
Love Blog Talk. You know, and Blog Talk, my little platform, my little show that no one listens to. But I have total freedom. I have total freedom here. You know, there was a time when they used to hack Blog Talk constantly. You know, nobody knows exactly who. You say a certain thing, they knock you off the air. Put it that way. And I have experienced it many times. But that stopped. When Trump became president, they stopped doing that.
Right.
And they can't just delete my shows.
Well, they could.
No, they can't. They literally can't. Also, I can download all my shows and save it, and then I can just re-upload it. You know what I'm saying? So I can download my shows to the computer and then re-upload it at a later date, regardless.
Well,
there is no
community
standards, and there's no CrowdStrike on Blog Talk.
Well, what if Alex Jones moved over to Blog Talk?
There's no copyright strike.
Would the creepy crawlers follow him over to Blog Talk and then try to throw him off of Blog Talk? Because they don't like what... In other words, no matter where he goes, they're after him.
Blog Talk may be one of the last places we can still speak. You know, I've been tempted to do YouTube because, like, I argue with people on YouTube all the time. You know, like, I have beefs with people on YouTube. You know, and I could just turn on the camera and turn on the mic and just do a little podcast from my home, right? Get on there and address all the haters and, like, call them out. Just be like, yo, what's up? I'm right here. I'm right here on YouTube. What's up? You want to sample me? You want to put me on your show and talk about what a dick I am? Here it is. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you and what a dick you are, you know? You know, I have so many haters on YouTube, man. Are you kidding me? The Nazis fucking hate me, dude.
Nazis hate everybody. It's not a Nazi.
Exactly. Like if you don't hail Hitler, then you're a fucking Jew. And you're Mossad and shit. Like what? Oh, if you're not a Nazi, you're a Jew. Yeah, these guys will go far. I'm sure they're going to take over America. Fucking morons.
I don't know. Well, let's say, Ben, let's say you got really popular. I mean, you know, let's say you had a quarter million viewers tonight on this particular show. And we're talking about some heavy stuff. I mean,
if someone wants to upload this video on YouTube, they need my permission. I'm that protected. Blog Talk, I'm telling you, Blog Talk is the most secure platform right now. That's it. And it's unfortunate we don't have a whole lot of reach. Okay? And this show doesn't have a whole lot of reach.
Well, I guess all I'm trying to I guess all I'm trying to say is what is most secure today could be less secure tomorrow. That's all I'm
trying
to say. I see
people making money on YouTube, man. I watch people do live streams. They're just talking shit. They're just talking shit, just like talking about things that they think are funny, you know, or stupid.
Or false.
Or false, right? Yeah. And they're just basically just their opinion, and they're just hanging out, right? I seen a dude make $2,000 in 5 hours of live stream, all donations.
Right.
Right? But here's the difference.
Right.
When you're on YouTube, people stalk you. They want to dox you. They want to knock on your door. They want to send people out to kill you. It's crazy. YouTube is definitely getting crazy. But Alex Jones is not the most dangerous man on YouTube. By no means. There's people on YouTube. Man, I was watching this one show on YouTube. This one guy, the host, he said something to someone that was, you know, on the screen. Dude just pulls out a gun and smiles. And then another person pulls out a gun and starts waving it around. I mean, they'll shoot you. You say something on YouTube they don't like, they'll fucking shoot you.
Yeah.
And they know your face, and they know what your house looks like, and they're trying to find out where you live. And what? So I do the show for free. And if Alex Jones ever needs blog talk, I'll help him set up his account. Absolutely. You know, and you can link it to the YouTube. You can link your blog talk to the YouTube, and then you can get live callers, right? But Alex Jones, he thought he was going to be like a cable TV network. He might have to drop down to the most primitive technology just to stay on the air.
Well, you know, this is kind of my thought, and I don't know if this would work or not, but, you know, if all the conservatives and all of the people that, you know, are in their right mind would just pull out of Facebook, pull out of Twitter, pull off of YouTube and say the hell with them and let them survive on their own, how long would they last?
They wouldn't. They'd be dead in a year.
That's what I mean.
So where do we go? We still need to talk. We still need to communicate, right?
We just find we find different ways to do it.
Help me out, bro. Give me some platforms. Give me some apps. Where do we go?
I'm not a techie. You know, I don't know exactly what the right route is. But you know, it doesn't have to be the top four or five that are out there that everybody just naturally gravitates to, because it's part of your software on your phone. You know, when you buy a new phone, I mean, what's the apps that are on there? It's Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Those are the top three.
All right. Check this one out.
And then you have an Android device that's supposedly, like you said earlier in your show, that's tracking everything you're doing. Now, I'm not doing anything wrong. I have nothing to hide, but that's beside the point.
When you got people stalking you, and waving guns on the YouTube and talking about they're going to get you, you do not want something like that. Look, this is not secure, right? Like, we're not just worried about Google and Facebook, and we're not just worried about the damn FBI, all right? Some of this shit is easy to hack. Some of this shit's easy to hack, bro. Okay? It's the simplest thing in the world. It's a phishing email. How about that? Phishing email. You click on the link, it downloads malware. Computer or handheld device, whatever you want. It's the simplest thing in the world. Or porn. Anytime you go to porn sites, you could catch all type of nasty viruses. So you never know. You never know. Look, we want privacy. We want freedom. We want to speak our minds. We don't want to be afraid, okay? So here's what I propose. satellite phone.
Hello.
I might have lost you, Ben. I'm not sure. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Yeah,
interesting timing, huh? I don't know if you can hear me, Ben, but my call is still going, but I cannot hear you. Probably interfered with them.
Sorry about that. That was my fault. Technical error. I'm back on the air.
Oh, okay. No problem. I thought maybe we were getting bugged.
Oh, cool. So you're still here. Right on, Dave. Cool.
Yeah, I'm here.
Right. So here's what I propose. Satellite phone. You can call from anywhere in the world. Okay. Anyone who can receive that phone call can put that call on a CB radio. CB radio can be played on a speakerphone to a Blog Talk radio show. Okay? That Blog Talk can then be connected to any YouTube channel that someone wants to broadcast this on. If they shut down one channel, you still got the Blog Talk. You can open up another YouTube channel and keep going. All right? We cannot be defeated. We cannot be silenced. They're taking advantage of our laziness and lack of creativity. We will not be silenced.
Well, it's definitely turned into a ghetto, an internet ghetto.
They rely on our laziness. The apps are easy to use. There's other ways to do it that are just more time-consuming. A little bit more complicated, but not terribly difficult. You don't have to be a hacker.
Right.
You don't have to be a hacker. You know, and Facebook Live, like, I've just never granted Facebook permission to access my video and audio. I won't, actually. So I don't do it. But I don't say extreme stuff on Facebook anymore. I do it on my Blog Talk show, post that to the Facebook. And if they turn me off on Facebook, then this show will ultimately be a ghetto. You know, maybe two people in the world listen to it anyway.
Well, you know, you made an interesting statement when you said you don't say anything extreme. And you know, my question is, what I've come to believe is that the truth is extreme to these people. They cannot handle the truth. They don't even want to find out what the truth is. They don't even want to challenge the people that they hang out with.
They don't want us to know what the truth is. They don't want us to know what the truth is.
And so when we're
off on that one, or am I just talking shit?
No, you're exactly right. These people are not stupid. Criminals are not stupid. They are banking on the fact that we're afraid of them.
Right, like we're afraid of them. Right, exactly. Remember how shitty Facebook was in the beginning? Like when it had almost no features, it was so lame.
Right.
You know, and then they tried to become everything. They wanted to be a marketplace too. You know, and then everyone's selling guns on Facebook. And it was like, oh shit, whoops. But I'll tell you what, at least 100,000 guns were sold through Facebook. Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg. You've armed the militia, you fucking idiot. As long as we have guns, we can speak. Anyone who tells us to shut up, we can shoot them. They got guns, we got guns. That's number one. And if they try to restrict the guns, we just build the guns. And that's what Americans are doing for the last 10 years. We make guns. And every time they try to shut us up, we find a new way to talk. And if they try to take the political process, we do something completely different.
Well, that's what they're trying to do for the, this midterm election. This is what they're trying to do for the midterms. This is the Alex Jones saga is, to quote Alex Jones, he is a test platform to see how far they can push it. Go ahead and nudge him completely over the cliff and be done with him completely. And then once they do that, Then the rest of us, we're just collateral damage. No big deal. Here you go, buddy.
Right.
There you go.
They want to break his spirit. They want to demoralize us by how they come after Alex Jones. They want to make us like, I'm not Alex Jones. Like, who the fuck heard of me? So like, why would I even bother? Like, look what they did to him. That's like what they're doing to Trump. Exactly like what they're doing to Trump. They're like, fuck it, he's the president. We'll demolish him. You fucking peons, you losers. Don't
that's
you dare
doing.
Raise your head against the government.
Well,
FBI owns your ass.
But Ben, Alex Jones, comparatively speaking, we're hardly nothing compared to that. We don't have his kind of followers. We don't have his voice.
Right.
We are expendables. We are expendables. They are already shutting down people that are far less, that have far less of a voice than he does. They kick people off all the time. That Facebook jail, you hear about it all the time. People getting thrown off.
They stomp all over us. We can't do anything about it. We're weak. We're poor. They go stomp on us. We don't have any recourse. We're just shut up. It's like, you shut me up. Fuck, what do I do now? I'll tell you what. Open a Blog Talk radio show. Yes. Everybody go to Blog Talk right now. Open an account. It's cheap. We have to be able to talk to each other, guys. There's stuff happening all over. California is completely on fire. Completely, dude. Completely on fire. Sweden, completely on fire.
Europe.
There's still talk of nuclear war. There's crazy shit going on, man.
London. London's on fire.
You have to be able to communicate. What's that?
I said London's on fire, and they don't want us to communicate, Ben. That's the whole, they want to be able to communicate among themselves, but the rest of us, they want to shut us up until we become irrelevant, or they think we're just going to lay down and go home or whatever,
right.
Whatever their thoughts are.
Brute
I don't
force.
Care what they think. I don't care what they
it's
think.
It's just brute
the
force. They think they'll just stomp on us, and we'll just be like, oh, I'm so weak. I give up. You're so dominating, Jeff Bezos, with your big, shiny, bald head. Mark Zuckerberg, the fucking android, looks like a robot. Oh, I am afraid of these people. Ridiculous.
Right.
And all these bald people, James Clapper, John Brennan, all these bald motherfuckers. And I hope I'm not insulting you, brother. I believe you do have hair. I believe you do have some hair. But you know what I mean? They're skinheads, dude. They're skinheads. And they get up there and they're like, oh, we never spied on the American people. And then it was proven that was a lie. That was a lie. And they go, oh, we're not, well, we stopped that. Turns out that was a lie. And they go, oh, Russia hacked the elections. Turns out that was a lie. And, oh, and Trump supporters are a bunch of Nazis, right? Turns out Nazis don't like Trump. They don't even like the guy.
Right.
And they're socialists.
Their argument is
they're
weak. They don't. But the thing is, Ben, you cannot. There is no way to have a conversation with these people because they become like instant zombies. They start foaming at the mouth. Their eyes get big. They look like crazed monsters that have lost all ability to reason or have any type of intelligent conversation. So there's no point. And you know what? My philosophy is to save myself the aggravation, I don't even talk to them because it's a waste of my time. I sleep better at night. You know what? They are grown-ass men and grown-ass women, and there's plenty of information out there for them to get a hold of and figure it out. They are not stupid, and I'm not their daddy either. They can figure this out, but they don't want to figure it out. It's easier to be a loser and surround yourself with losers and blame everybody and everything for all of your problems than taking fucking responsibility. That's it in a nutshell. You know, you got 30-year-old people that are still blaming their parents for their failures when, hey, look, parents did the best they could, and you are sitting around on your ass hanging around with losers. And so what does that make you? That makes you a loser. Too bad, so sad.
No, I hear you, brother. I hear you.
That's how I view it, man.
And since they got us where they got us, I'll go ahead and just tell the rumor. There's a rumor. It's a living to be Antifa or some type of weird protester. I heard they got paid $15 an hour. Okay. Now, if I got nothing going for me in my life, and I'm a fucking loser, and I'm in and out of jail smoking meth, $15 an hour to go raise hell and tear shit up.
How long is that going to last?
Sure, I'd do it.
Ben, you go protest for 10 hours at $150 a pop. How far is $150 going to take you?
If you don't go to jail, it's all good, brother. I mean, that's the main thing. It's like, you know?
But how long is it going to last you?
I mean, I'm saying these are people that probably don't have no other prospects. They, you know, they're like sleeping on the street, living in a Greyhound bus station or in the flop house or in the crack house. You know, $150 will get you high, that's for sure. Yeah,
and we're
getting some good drugs for $150.
But Ben, we're supposed to turn our country over to these people. We're supposed to go out and work so they can be on socialism, so they can get a check every month while I'm out working or you're out working. I'm supposed to work and pay for people that fucking hate me. They hate my existence. They hate what I believe in. They hate that I have a retirement. They hate that I have a little bit of money stashed, that I got a few guns and I got a vehicle that works. They hate that. They hate everything about it. They hate you. They hate me. They hate everybody. And at the end of the day,
look on
the person they're protesting, at the end of the day, the person they're protesting with at an Antifa rally, they don't have much respect for them either. They have no respect for anything, not even their own self.
Well, look on the bright side. The rumor is true. If the rumor is true, then George Soros is paying for their drugs, and at least you ain't paying for their drugs. So that's less money out of your pocket.
Maybe. But when people are going to Portland to have a Patriot rally, prayer rally, et cetera, and these people are over here starting trouble and wanting to crack heads, then I got a problem with that. Because these people are exercising their free speech. The same free speech that I personally want Antifa to have, BLM to have, and all these other people. I want them to be able to talk. But you know what? When you start raising bats and glass bottles daggers or whatever you're planning to do to me,
brother,
you know, light,
it's crystal
light,
meth. It's got to be crystal meth, man. Nobody acts like this in normal. They're high as hell on crystal meth. I mean, I just can't see another explanation for it.
Well,
and it's not some garbage crystal. That's that good crystal right there.
Well,
so I'd say
good.
The fuck
it's,
out of Portland for sure and Berkeley.
It's so good that it makes you that angry. It makes you want to go
out
and
hurt. I mean, maybe it's crystal plus a speedball, cocaine and heroin, man. I mean, you're right. These people seem absolutely crazy. You know, like nobody acts like that. Like, where do these people come from?
Well, I mean, I've seen a few politicians on TV that act kind of the same way. Their eyes get big. They start slobbering and stammering and don't make sense. They don't sound any different than those people that are out protesting these rallies.
$150 will do it. That's $150. That's an 8-ball of coke, or you get a combo if you want. You know, some crystal, some coke, some dope. $150 will do it, man. I mean, junkies will do some crazy shit for money, bro. I would stay the fuck away from them. They probably got AIDS and hepatitis C.
Well, they are useful.
Oh, they're cutting me off, dude. They're cutting me off, man. They're going to shut off the show.
At the end of the day, they're useful idiots, Ben. The media is using these people. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Hey,
that
Ben.
Was a great call. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, man. Please call in every time. And Blog Talk's about to turn me the hell off. So, but at least we got to speak freely. 60 seconds. All right, brother. Good night.
Stick him a little bit.